Hey, we picked up Bob. All right, let's go to the top of the list. I have a couple of things to bring up. I guess let me say a couple of things before we get started. I was able to get a table at the Ogama Aranac Amateur Radio Society Sloppin' Shop this last Sunday. It was their first one. They did a very nice job. It was pretty much fun. Nobody was looking for the stuff that I was selling, which was unfortunate, but I think I did make enough to pay for my gas and maybe my lunch. Mike was up there with Tom and enjoyed visiting with them. I also met some new people and ran into some old Saginaw people, had a lot of fun reminiscing with that. They had a lot of equipment there. And if I was looking for stuff, I would have came home with some nice equipment. But I'm in the sell mode, not the buy mode. And I'd just like to bring one thing up for comments. N3FJP Scott sent out an email regarding their new Meshtastic network program. I think they call it Mesh Sets. So I wondered if anybody got that email and might have some comments on that. All right, let's go to the top of the list. Rick, pick it up with Ron on deck.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. I did see Scott's email. I did not have time to dig into it and get into that at the time I was looking at it. So I'm going to have to get back into it here just a little bit later. I might have a little more time here. I've been spending most of my time working on deoxidizing a travel trailer and just down to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel right now. And got some other things to clean up, some more caulking to do on it and stuff like that. So that's been keeping me busy. Been occupying most of my time and any free cash I have. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Control. KCABOA over to N8ERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, you've been busy all summer. And I'm not sure you might mention next time around if this is the original one that you and your wife bought here just a couple of months ago that you've been working on. And be interested in hearing more about how that's going. Ron, you're up, KCYVF, with PCQ Dave up next. Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Dave. This is KCYVF. If either you or Rick would forward me that email, I probably got it, but it probably got deleted with all the other crap that I get. Usually I just kind of read the title and not... the body of a lot of these emails, if it's not something that I recognize, it normally goes right to the delete folder. So if one of you guys can forward that, I'll take a look at it then. Me busy yesterday. Did some chores and things around the house. Still doing some 3D printing stuff. My kind of project off the floor project, which is still continuing parts of that. Building a new workbench to put the printer on. I had just a little computer printer stand that was only big enough basically to put the printer on, not much else. And it wiggles and wobbles and it wasn't really designed for that. So I'm putting together another table basically to hold that better. And been printing some things to go on that. I've printed some pull-out drawers and some cabinets and things in order to store some things. For the printer and that. So that's what I kind of been working on as a side project in between whatever I can do. Finally got over the couple of days ago from District the playbook basically for the SCT, which will come on October 12th. So look forward to that. I got to put that together. But before I do that, coming up this weekend, we do have the club auction. After that, I'm doing a project build, so I kind of, the next thing I put my attention toward the project build, I haven't looked at it in a while. I built this, my unit, 6 months plus ago, So I got to go back and take a look and make sure I kind of put all of the things, parts together in the kit, make sure I really have everything. As far as I know, I do for everybody. And I think I can do up to like 10 kits with that. So that's the next thing. And then I got to work on the SET. So coming up on September 26th, let me break. So the 26th, just about a week and a half here, is the next Aries training. So I got to put that together in between as well to figure out what we're going to do for a county exercise to kind of go along with this. The SAT from the state basically kind of goes along with what they've done in the last several years. They leave it up, they give you the scenario, work with county emergency managers. So I've got to send this to Mark and see what input he might have in this situation. I got to get a hold of Chris at 911, and I want to reserve the room, conference room at 911 for the 26th to do our training there. That way we can go over to the radio room and make sure everything's operational so we can get anything fixed prior to that. I know we still have two antennas to fix there, so it might be the weekend of the 28th, 29th to get up to get a couple of people up to 911 to get the tri-band antenna back up and fix the HF antenna. So that has to be done before the SET, so running out of time. So lots and lots and lots of projects. Unfortunately, not a lot of extra time to get a lot of these things done. So trying to squeeze in what I can do here and there. That's what I got for this go-around. Dave, thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
I am looking forward to the project. Night round. That's going to be a pretty interesting thing to do, so count me in for that. And I was daydreaming there for just a second. Well, I wasn't daydreaming. I was forwarding that email to you, so it should be in your box pretty quick. If you could mention next time around, I think you said the project was maybe going to be after the auction, so I'm not sure. Yeah, the auction's coming up, but I'm trying to gather up good stuff, well, at least stuff anyway, to donate for the auction, and so we'll see how that goes. PCQ, Dave, you are up with Mike MMH to follow. Good evening, Dave.
NADRL in the group, KE8PCQ here. First up, I'm reading the email as we speak. I've already got it programmed in my computer, Mesh Sense, and looking forward to getting the two other radios, which are sitting in a box, with the cases, which should be here tomorrow. A little tough for me right now because it looks like I'm the only one in Bay County that has a Meshtastic radio, but that's the way it goes. Hold on a second. I plan on being at the auction, and I would be interested in the project, too. So put me down for that, and we'll take care of that next round. KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave, very good. I guess for that to really work, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate on Mesh Tastic, because I literally know nothing about it. I'm just trying to pick up a few things from you guys. Okay, before we get to Mike, let's make a call. This is NADRL. We are in the middle of our Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Anyone who would like to join us, please call.
Whiskey 8 Delta, Whiskey Dave, Saginaw County.